Welcome. This is the Real Empowerment Podcast. I am Rebecca Michael.
And I am Daniel Ratcliffe.
And we have a guest here that I am actually very excited about because she has come to us through the at-large election process for the city council this past November. And we just, you know, hit it off. And she's become an ally of persons with disabilities because another marginalized groups need to stick together. And so I will let you introduce yourself, and then we will get started. Go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. I am Regina English, a woman of many different facets, and I wear many different hats.
Nice. Yeah.
So I will begin with, first, I'm a founder of a nonprofit that's called BU. It's a mentor for youth of all nationalities where we mentor them through life skills, coaching, community service projects, and we also focus on building healthy relationships and team building.
Nice.
And I've also founded a pageant system for girls all shades of brown to kind of mentor them into being that whole person and to let them know that we can represent, we're capable, we're well able, no matter what color our skin tone is, we can do whatever it is we want to do. And like I heard something on the radio today that we are an impeccable people.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I want to emphasize and stress through my pageant system. However, because I want to be inclusive, because I am about inclusivity, I have just put the umbrella of the Royal Pageant, which is for youth of all nationalities.
Very
and
cool.
We also have a branch that will be called Yes Sir, which will be inclusively for all men, young men.
Oh, cool.
So nice. I'm excited about
there
things that's coming
might get
up.
A job.
You're going to have to do it.
All right. Yeah, let's do it. And so also, I just ran for city council. Very interesting race. You have to have
yes.
thick skin to
yes.
do that, and I learned that, but it's all good because I was built for it, so I stayed true to it, and I
Very
will
cool.
continue with my run. I represent the county as Mrs. El Paso County 2020. I
wow.
will be competing for the state of Colorado next May at the Downtown Ellie Caucus Opera House in Denver.
Nice.
Very cool.
I am also currently your Mrs. Colorado Ambassador 2019.
Wow.
Representing the entire state of Colorado. Just going around sharing my story, being that ambassador for change and things that I really believe in. And,
nice.
You know,
nice.
No matter what I do, I stick to my truths. And
right.
Yeah, so I have all this kind of stuff going on. And I was just recently appointed to Harrison School District 2 Board and will be sworn
Yay!
in
November. We'll need some hand clapping, by the way.
Yeah. Yay.
High fives.
Yay.
Yes.
So I am definitely excited about that.
Yeah.
I also currently sit on the board of the African American Youth Leadership Conference, which is one of the largest youth conferences
mm-hmm.
in the state of Colorado.
Yeah.
All inclusive. Just the name. That's where it
right.
started. You know, we don't never want to veer away from our foundation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I sit on the board of directors. I'm also the chairwoman of the entertainment segment. So I go out to different schools, reach out to different youth to give them a space to thrive and display their talent during
right,
our
right, right.
lunchtime period and the opening
oh,
ceremony.
So
and
cool.
I cannot cool. forget that I am a resident leader for the Rise Coalition, Resilient,
oh, yes.
Inspired, mm-hmm. Strong, and Engaged. So
yes.
that's just to name a few. I'm sure I forgot something. I
well,
know I sound like Superwoman. But
you are a mom.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's the important, the most important
oh, yeah.
job.
I'm sorry.
That's
I
right.
forgot. I'm a mother. Listen, I'm a mother. I'm a wife. I have three kings and two queens.
Yes.
I have eight grandkids,
wow.
Seven
nice.
Princesses, and one prince.
Nice.
Yeah, I also have four godchildren. So,
See?
Yes,
yeah,
I
you're
am
busy.
She.
Yeah.
Yes.
First thing first, I got to ask you, can I have your gun?
Really?
You got to put your gun
Am
in
Am I smacking?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm sorry, y'all.
It's okay.
Just got to make sure, you know, for the listeners. You know.
Can y'all hear me
and
clearly
you know,
now? The gun is
gone. The cool thing is that Daniel the Legally Blind.
Yes.
He has that keen ear. I was like, oh, I'm just listening to you. Yeah. And he's like, oh, like, wait a minute.
Smacking, chewing
she's
her
chowing, yeah. smacking her gum. Well, that's okay.
Gum can take don't away from
do I need to start all over?
No, you're great.
No, no.
You're great.
Okay. No. Okay, you're fine.
Great. I was just being Daniel.
Daniel, knock it off. I'm the okay. guest.
All right. Gotcha.
She straight told you.
Period.
And nice. Guess what? A true king knows his place.
Yay!
Well, that's true.
That's what I'm talking about.
Why do you think I let you boss me around, Becca?
Because I am the boss.
Queen.
Let's just be clear.
So let's get into it. Man, so there's so much that we're going to have to cover.
Mm-hmm. So get cracking.
So let's start at the beginning. Let's start at the beginning and really find out the inspiration behind this journey that you have taken, that you have chose to take. What does that beginning look like? What got you into... What came first? You know, what was it the pageantry? Like, what really motivated you to take the path that you are currently on?
You know what? It actually was pageantry.
Oh, okay.
So back in 2013, mm-hmm. I can't remember the newspaper. I want to say the Colorado Independent, right?
Okay, yeah. The Colorado Springs Independent.
Yeah, it came mm-hmm. to my house, and it was a picture on the front, and like... Y'all can see my animations,
right. Right.
It was like, would you like to be the next Mrs. Colorado? And I was like,
you know it.
I can do that.
Right.
I got this thing. I'm fly. I'm smart, you know, the whole spiel.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where it all began in 2013, the Mrs. Colorado America pageant system. And so I went, long story short, as you all know, I'm still competing, mm-hmm. 2020. So that's what, 7 years later?
Yeah. Yes.
However, it caused me to evolve into the woman that I am today.
Gotcha.
You know, because people are like, why do you still continue to go and you're not winning? I said, even when I lose, I'm winning.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There has been so many doors that have opened for me. I created my own space to do so many other things, too, because I gained this different type of confidence and boldness, but in a positive way.
Yeah.
Not to just, you know, put my agenda off on people
mm-hmm.
because that's not what I'm about.
Mm-hmm.
My only motive is to bring change in a positive way.
Sure.
So throughout my Mrs. Colorado America experiences, I've had to look inside myself because at that point, I didn't even know who I was.
Sure.
I didn't really know what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go, the position I wanted to be in. I just didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So Mrs. Colorado America caused me to have to look deep within who I was and to deal with a loss. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because when you make preparations for something huge and you expect the win
mm-hmm.
and you don't get it, now you have to go back and revisit some things
yes.
right.
and say, hey, what do I need to brush up on? Or what do I need to do differently?
Yeah.
Sure.
So from that whole energy and everything, and initially from the way I was made to feel, not knocking a system at all. It's a great system. Like I said, mm-hmm. it made me who I am today.
Right.
But one of the things I have an issue with is it's been since 1990... since a woman that looked like me has mm-hmm. represented the state of Colorado.
Okay. Gotcha.
And sometimes we are made to feel like we have to work even harder as a woman of color
mm-hmm.
opposed to the other women, right?
Yes. Right.
So I already got, you know, I'm not even going to say strikes. I just know it's not going to be easy for me. I can't just show up and win.
Right.
I'm really going to have to bring it.
Yes.
So experience that whole feeling
mm-hmm.
inside and outside of the pageant.
Right.
I said, hey, I'm going to do something for my young ladies
mm-hmm.
that look like me
mm-hmm.
so that when they get to my level of competition or anything that they're doing, mm-hmm. they'll already be ready.
Right.
Because I will meet them where they're at
yeah.
mm-hmm.
and start them from elementary on up to that high school level.
Right.
So this all came from the Mrs. Colorado America pageant system.
Nice.
And it was how I was able to create a space for, you know, girls of color.
Yeah.
So, really
sounds
cool.
Like through that process, you really found your niche.
Absolutely. And yeah. I love it because you have to love what you're doing. And if you don't love doing it, then stop doing it. Because you're not going to give it 110.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yes.
So
you've taken the role of the cowboy going over the hill to see how many arrows you can get and come back and tell everybody, hey, this is what you're facing.
Absolutely. Yeah,
exactly. I got you.
Absolutely. That's because it's tough. It's really tough to deal with. And it was tough for me. It was not only tough for me, but it was tough for my kids. And it was tough for my husband because everybody's like, you? Who you are and you're not winning. But I tell people sometimes it's not about just being beautiful and putting that gown on and walking across the stage. It's about actually becoming that whole person.
Yes. Right. Right.
And I am now that whole person and I still don't have the crown, but I don't need a crown on my head for anybody to tell me I'm a queen because I was born a queen. Okay.
Right.
There we
exactly. And being able to give, you know, one young women of color that confidence and then how to bounce back from a loss is, you know, is something that is really amazing to watch.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a point where, you know, I was, you know, thinking about a child that I helped raise and how watching her deal with defeat and then conquer a big goal that she had set up for herself and meet it. And kind of watch that process. It's just amazing to me. So, to have the you know, I guess the insight that to create something for, you know, young women of color, and then ensure that moving forward, it's going to evolve because you're evolving.
Absolutely,
is amazing to me.
That's a beautiful segue into her BU organization.
Yes, exactly.
Let's make that happen. I love the way that happened.
Okay.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about your BU program because when you were speaking at our panel for city council, you mentioned that you had created this organization. And I have a young daughter that's 12, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I was looking for. You know, because when she looks around here, when she goes to school, like, she's only little, like, it's maybe two girls of color in her class. And she's lost. Like, she doesn't really know who she is because of that. Like, because she doesn't see anybody to compare herself to, right? And so when I heard you speak of this, I was like, oh my gosh, this is...
This is something that she needs.
Right. Amazing. And that I feel like nationally, it is something that young women of color, or even of different sexual orientation, they need that.
Absolutely.
Because our society is not the best at uplifting disenfranchised youth.
Right. Exactly.
So let's talk about the creation process of this. When did that light bulb go off for you when you were like, man, you know what? There's no program here. I'm going to create this program. When did that light bulb go off? And let's talk about what followed after that.
Yeah.
Well, so, again, the Mrs. Colorado America pageant system, April 18th, 2015, I received the BU Award. And that's where it all stemmed from.
Nice.
You know, and I was recognized on stage for that woman that's always authentic and transparent.
Yeah.
And just myself.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Right, right.
It is what it is. Accept me or reject me.
That's showed in the panel.
Because, I'm going to give you me.
Right.
I'm not going to try to allow anyone to conform me into who they want me to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I'm being someone else and not me, which is not authentic.
Yes. Right, right.
So that whole creation of winning that award, it really inspired me. And I was inspired, not only honored, but humbled that the director even looked at me.
Recognized that.
In that sense.
Yeah.
I didn't even see that. I promise you. When she announced it on stage, I was like a deer with the headlights.
What?
Like, are you kidding me?
That's really cool.
And so from that point on, everything just went uphill. Not down. It went uphill. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take this. And I'm going to create a space for youth, young men, young women of all nationalities. Of course, I give a little bit more special attention to girls who look like me because they need that.
Mm-hmm.
We really need that because I know what it feels like to be the only chocolate piece in a room, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Mm-hmm. And now I have come to the point to where I'm okay with that.
Sure. Yes.
I'm supposed to be in
your
the room.
Your representatives. Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. And I'm there for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Even if it's for a minute just to be exposed, pulled back.
Yeah.
Now the people have to get ready for me because I'm coming back.
Yes. Right.
It's necessary for me to, like I said on a campaign, model the way and pave the way for our young people and to pull out things within them that makes them great.
Right.
So that they, too, can embrace those things and have this whole evolution period and know that there is nothing that they cannot accomplish that they put their mind to.
Right. Yeah.
And I have impacted so many. I mean, when I say hundreds of youth, it's hundreds of youth. And I do not take that lightly. And I'm just glad that I, right now, for this season, am the chosen one to do that, although it's bigger than me, much bigger than me.
Yeah. Sure.
But everything I do in Colorado, I also do in Alabama. So I run both of my programs in Alabama.
Wow.
So my goal is to connect with kids. I tell people I'm worldwide, baby. It's not just a local thing for me, okay?
Right.
As many young people, I don't care if they're in China.
Mm-hmm.
If I can impact those youth, then I'm going to position myself to do that because I don't know what no means. I don't understand that word.
Cool.
And if you tell me no, then I'm going to be okay with it, but create a space for yes.
Mm.
So that's where that whole
BU
came from. You know, enough of this fake stuff.
Yes.
You know, fake is a new real, and I do not fit in, okay?
Hey, I understand that.
And I want our young people to take on those same qualities and characteristics and same attitudes because they do exactly what they see.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So Miss Regina is very mindful and careful what I say, how I carry myself. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. And I let the kids know up front, hey, I may make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So don't put me too high on that pedestal because I'm still real.
Right.
But I'm going to meet you right here where you are. And whatever I can do to help you become that whole person, I'm all in.
That's really cool.
So in this program, is it more like, is it group or is it more one-on-one coaching? What does it look like for a young lady first time coming to the BU program?
Okay, so first time coming, there will be a one-on-one so I can see what does she need from me specifically.
Gotcha.
Because I don't know how to help you at this point if you don't know, especially if there's something specifically. So initially it's a one-on-one and I explain the whole program. And I will say this, though. If you are a part of Yes, Ma'am, and you have gone through the whole competition thing, you automatically, you go over to BU, which is the more programmatic piece of it.
Sure.
So what happens is we do individual coaching. We do group coaching. I pull in different people from the community because, as I said, it's always bigger than me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have all the resources, but I know someone that does.
Right.
So the educational piece of it, the team building piece of it, the life skills, they get all these different pieces to the puzzle that they can put together and leave as the whole person. And you don't even have to leave if you don't want to.
Nice.
But I try to have events at least, workshops at least once a month.
Okay.
You know, with the campaign and everything else that's been going on, just complete my master's, just started my doctoral degree. It's been a lot of stuff going on. So I have asked the parent, can you bear with me? Let me catch myself real quick. And then we're going to be up and running again because we have a pageant coming up December 21st. However, it's like I said, it's for young men as well, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be working with some, not young men, but men in the community that's doing some amazing things as well with their groups that they have, like Chauncey LaBrie. He's doing the Way Out Ministries. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is doing some outstanding things.
Very cool.
He has men.
Mm-hmm.
I have Yes, Sir.
Right.
Send your young men over here. Let's work together. It's about collaborations.
Yeah,
because it's bigger than one person.
Yeah.
So it's what the young ladies get, the young men also get as well.
Nice.
And I my circle has totally change. You know, sometimes your circle has to change.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because if you want to be on a winning team, you got to stick around with winners.
Yes. Right.
Not to discount anybody else. However, I believe that people come into your life for a reason, and your paths change for a reason. And I will say that I am so grateful that my path has completely changed.